There are those in the Trump cabinet that are going to meet their road to Damascus this year. Judgment begins in the house of God first. God has to come in and clean house and purge and bring back into order. This is going to be a very sobering year of the church, so the church can do what it is called to do this year.
2024 was a year of a lot of prophetic fulfillment. And with me today to talk about that, plus what is coming up in the year 2025, is Amanda Grace. Amanda, it's great to have you with us today on Charisma.
Thank you, John. I'm happy to be back. And we're coming up on the Christmas, New Year. So praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. You know, Amanda, we've talked a number of times this last year, and more specifically about the prophetic things related to the election of Donald Trump. And there was a lot of that. And you, myself, and Donna Clement just did some sort of a prophetic recap and understanding of what God spoke to Prophet Clement.
Yes. And
we looked at that, but you always gave a prophetic insight into what that was. But God speaks to you specifically, too. So I've enjoyed those conversations, and I'll put a link to those in the description here as well. Mm-hmm. But Amanda, before we get into what God is saying for 2025, I'd love to hear some of the things that you've seen come to fulfillment in the year 2024 that God has spoken to you ahead of time.
We have a few here, so I'll go over them with you, because these is, praise the Lord. I mean, all glory be to God for accuracy. And so we'll go over the first one goes back to 2020. So we're going back 4 years now, pretty much. And almost five, because it's January 8th, 2020. And within that word, it said, there is a double assassination attempt being plotted. They are foolish enough to try. They will not succeed. That's in capitals. Double assassination against President Trump.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That was January 8th of 2020.
Yes.
That God spoke that to you.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
That took 4 years roughly to come to fruition, or a little bit more than 4 years. How did you deal with that word throughout that entire time?
I'm giving this on the cusp of the election. So the beginning of the election cycle.
Yeah.
This was before
COVID became a real big thing.
Yes, it was before COVID. So basically, I think it was about March or April when it completely blew up. And so I'm giving this word at the beginning of 2020. It is the election cycle as well, because I think it started the November prior, right? So November of 2019, the election cycle would have started. So he's running, you know, in 2020, and here the Lord gives this to me, right? And I know what the Lord said. I heard him. I know I heard him. And then I have learned, and I have been taught over time, right, that when the Lord gives these things, there are ones that are imminent, and Lord has certain wording if it's imminent.
Mm.
He'll say, like, in this hour. But when he says something like this, right, that we're just dealt with, it's a ways off. So even after 2020 happened and all the nonsense that happened with the 2020 election, right, that word we kept up. This word is up on our older blog because we kept it up because I knew what the Lord said. And so I just had to, you have to wait it out sometimes. And yes, you have to deal with people saying it hasn't come to pass yet. Well, Jesus said he was coming back soon and he still hasn't. So we have to put it into perspective that some prophecy has to play out over time.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's remarkable, because there was multiple assassination attempts at Donald Trump and two that made the news.
Yes. Exactly. The one in Butler, Pennsylvania, and then the one at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get to the one at Mar-a-Lago in a few minutes, because there was something about that.
All right. So the next one you had, it was October 6th in 2022.
Yes. And this is the excerpt from that word. And it says, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a strange plan shall begin to unfold in your nation. Strange indeed, says the Lord, for the liberalness thinks it has found a loophole to thread the needle, to bait and switch, to under the guise of deception, illness, and timing, can seamlessly switch the leadership. Hmm. However, says the Lord, they have miscalculated their timing, that's capitalized, demons squabble, and you shall see these movements who claim to advocate suddenly turn on each other and infight and accuse and weaken their own agenda.
Wow. All right. So we saw that with the replacement of Joe Biden and then the appointment, I guess, of Kamala Harris as the nominee. She did not have one primary vote, but was just appointed the presidential candidate for the Democrat Party. That was quite a bait and switch. What are your thoughts more about that?
I'll tell you something very interesting. There was something that happened back in January of 2023 that I sounded the alarm on. And it was a warning that this ancient spirit was going to attempt to use a woman to ascend to the highest seat in the land. And a golden statue that resembled the false god Ishtar, otherwise known as Ashtoreth, otherwise known as Aphrodite as well in Greek mythology, was hoisted and placed above the New York City appellate courthouse. And the headlines read, "Move over, Moses and Zoroaster. There is a new female lawgiver in town." That was and literally within 2 months, the first indictment came down against President Trump. So this spirit was announcing, because it was putting itself above the law, above the appellate courthouse. So the enemy's very strategic how he does these things. And that was that spirit's announcement. I sounded the alarm when this happened publicly on our broadcasts. And that was the announcement right there.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. We saw that unfold. And you have a couple more that we're going to talk about here before we talk about what God is saying for the year 2025. But June 8th, 2024, God spoke to you about a political backdraft. Let's hear about that.
Yes. And interestingly enough, I delivered this from Detroit, Michigan, word on the stage of Reawaken America. Okay. Thus says the Lord, that door is about to open and this nation must prepare for the enormous political backdraft that will occur because of a door suddenly opening. I, the Lord thy God, have put a hook in their jaw, I've put a bit in their mouths, and I have drawn them in. I have allowed, capital, the wicked, corrupt, and darkest of men and women to take on a bridle of insatiable desire for power. And that bit in their mouths, in their offices, in their seats, has led them right in for such a backfiring and reversal. Lots were illegally cast for the days of destruction of political opponents and those who speak truth, where truth is in their hearts. My truth, capital, says the Lord. Lots were illegally cast for such destruction outside the legal scope of my covenant and holy days, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, Haman did the same, illegally cast lots for the destruction of an opponent who saw through who he was and the seed of king he so desired. Therefore, according to my word, a reversal had to go forth that caused a series of doors to open that led to a backdraft and explosion upon Haman and his family. The same has been done here, says the Lord. A gross miscalculation of covenants, times, and seasons, a gross miscalculation of their power and pull to hunt down prey in the political arena and the church and have the security enough in seat to get away with such wickedness, says the Lord. They have in their foolishness, in their hearts, thought they could ascend. However, they shall now descend down a steep hill. And upon that slope are thistles, thorns, and briars. They so sowed that have grown to now ensnare them with every charge they attempted to smear others with, shall now catch and ensnare them and tear apart all they have amassed from such treachery, says the Lord.
Wow.
That was a month before Butler.
Wow.
The attempted Butler.
That Haman word is pretty remarkable, because it's something that was Haman tried to use against all of Israel, specifically Mordecai, but it ended up being his demise and his family's demise as well. My goodness. Yes. So now that you look back at this, you know, we're in the end of December here, just before Christmas. We're looking back at, you know, a little bit more than 6 months. We've seen a lot happen there. What do you take from this?
You know, it's interesting how when you look back and even in the midst of chaos and attempted destruction, you see the hand of God in it, leading us through literally a valley of the shadow of death. The United States just went through Psalm 23, and so did President Trump. We just lived it. Though I may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you, O Lord, are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. So we just went through that as a nation, and President Trump just went through that. himself with everything that has just happened. Do I think we're totally out of the valley yet? No. Do I think the Lord is leading us through it as the shepherd that spots the predators before they come and has a plan to deal with them before they ever fully accomplish what they want to accomplish? Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, amen. Amen. And one more that we're going to look at before we start looking at what God is saying for 2025. God spoke to you in August 16th of 2024 about the shed. So yes. Talk about this.
Okay, so this is interesting because this was weeks before the assassination attempt at Mar-a-Lago, this word. And it says, "You cannot put old wine in new wineskin, says the Lord, for it will burst. Shed the old wineskin, says the Lord. Shed it now before it's too late." That's capitals. "Allow me, the Lord thy God, to fill a new wineskin, for says the Lord of hosts. O trumpet, you are being sabotaged within your campaign." All capitals. "There is deliberate intent, sabotage occurring within your ranks, says the Lord, beyond the secret service, near your front door." Says the Lord. "It must be purged, says the Lord. It must be purged, for you are being set up to purposefully falter and to be led down such a path that will bring you to roadblocks and dead ends if this path is continued down."
Wow. So he really had to shed those wineskins for before. I mean, that's yeah. Pretty remarkable. Mm-hmm. But the even beyond the Secret Service near your front door. Wow. Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's a location right there in the prophetic word. Mm-hmm. So just real quick, what's your take on that now that we look back?
It's amazing to watch the Lord have a hand on somebody's life, even though they fully don't understand, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they may not be totally where the Lord wants them yet.
Right.
But watching this, I see the Lord allowed it to show President Trump all the money you have and the power and influence you have. And the Secret Service even can't save your life.
Mm.
Only I, the Lord, can truly protect your life and keep you under a covering for you to finish and fulfill what I have called you to do. It's that fear of the Lord moment that happens with people, where the fear of the Lord fills them, which is the beginning of wisdom. And that opens the door for the Holy Spirit then to come and fill them. So you need to be filled with the fear of the Lord first.
Amen.
And have the Holy Spirit then come in the Ruach HaKodesh and fill you. So watching, looking back on that and watching that, I'm amazed at how God sees over a scope of time. He already sees it. He already sees what they're going to do, and he already has a plan for it.
Yeah.
And we have to trust him. And it's hard for us to do that. But we have somebody that sees all. Nobody on earth can see all.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is omniscient and omnipotent except Almighty God. So truly, as the people of God and as the nation, we have to put our trust in him. Truly, with President Trump right now, he has to put his trust in the Lord, right?
Absolutely.
For what's shaping up with the administration, because I do believe the Lord is going to, in the first 3 months, sift the administration. He's going to sift those in certain positions.
Wow. All right. So I think that's a good segue into what God is saying for the year 2025. You kind of alluded to that within the first 3 months of this new year. But Amanda, what is God saying to you about the year 2025?
I'll tell you something very interesting. I had put out a video December 6th about January 6th being a target date. I was warning and sounding the alarm that January 6th is a target date for let's say, destruction to happen, right? For threats and an attempt and for terror to occur. I'll tell you something else interesting also in a minute. Now, I had put this out not knowing, and I found this out about, 10 days later or so, that first of all, the election is certified on January 6th, right? So that definitely be in prayer about that, because the last thing they want to do is certify. I know we have a Republican dominated now, Congress, but there are those involved that do not want to certify.
Right.
I found out that the Vatican is trying to open up some type of portal right? Is it, does it start Christmas Day and it closes January 6th, or they try to open it January 6th? But January 6th date is involved in this. And they're trying to open some sort of portal in the middle of all of this. And that's by no accident that this is going on, swirling around this date, because once January 6th passes, it is certified. Mm-hmm. That is it. It is a done deal, right? Until then, we're still in a little bit of limbo.
Right.
So we have to pray, because January 6th, I think January 6th is more of a target than January 20th, because after January 6th, it's a done deal.
Right.
So that's first of all. Secondly, something happened towards the end of this year that we all have to pay attention to for coming into the following year, right? Because the enemy right now, he is literally out for blood. Mm-hmm. He is out for terror, and he is out to literally this year try to steal, kill, and destroy. He is out. Now, Jesus Christ comes and he gives life and life more abundant. But there are two indications that we really need to be prayed up in this area as the church, because, you know, I'm watching things run parallel in the church and the government right now, because God is dealing with the same issue at the root. And so this whole United issue with United Healthcare and what happened, right? This horrible incident. If we go back 23 years, there was an incident in New York City called 9/11. Mm-hmm. And one of the companies that were involved was United.
Right.
Okay. Now we're in this period of limbo leading to January 6th, right? And in that period, another incident happens in New York City with a company named United, right? Okay. So this is how the enemy works. He's strategic. This is how the strategies of the enemy. He's very precise, symbolic in the way he does things. And so on top of that incident happening, something happens in Wisconsin that we have to pay attention to. And there is a horrible shooting at another Christian school. Mm-hmm. And what is the name of the school? Abundant Life. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I, the Lord, have come to give life and life more
abundantly.
Abundant. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the enemy is announcing his agenda, just like back in 2023, there was a school shooting in Nashville at a school named what? Covenant. Why? Because the covenant was about to go into full-blown attack in the nation, and the enemy was announcing his agenda before it happened. So when United happens, right, and then you see Abundant Life happen, and these are the things that are being gone after, you see the agenda of what the enemy wants to try to go after in 2025. But if you know it, you can intercede, and those plans can be destroyed. So I'm just warning about those two things right now.
All right. So let's just summarize that so that we can have those prayer points, because I think that that's one of the most important things that we can do. Mm-hmm. Just because somebody has a prophetic word for a season or a year about coming destruction or something like that does not mean that that can't be changed by the hands of God, because we know that 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. It's an if then statement. And so if we pray, God does change things. So just because it's been prophesied that this could happen or this is going to happen doesn't mean that it can't change.
That's right.
Yeah. So just help us kind of summarize this so that we have our action points with this particular word.
Okay. So the enemy, this country came together in an enormous way of unity with this election, right? If you look at the map, it's mostly red, right? So the country came together, most of it, in unity. So what happens afterwards? There's an incident with United, right? Okay, so there's the announcement. So the enemy, first of all, is going to try to go after the unity. So pray for that. He's going to try to cause discord wherever he can within the church, within the government, within Trump's cabinet. He's going to try to do that. So intercede for that, first of all, right? Secondly, The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I, Jesus Christ, I, the Lord, have come to give life and life more abundant, right? Mm-hmm. That's one of the things coming into 2025 the Lord wants to give to those who will serve him and obey and be obedient, right? And walk in obedience with him. He wants to give that to in this year because it's a year of double grace. I'll get into that in a minute. So the enemy wants to now snatch it away and come and rob it from the nation and rob it from the church, right? And rob it from the children of Almighty God. So intercede for that because the enemy wants to steal what God wants to give you, the inheritance this year. Okay, so that's the other thing to intercede for. Also, this is the year 5785 we've entered, right? In early to mid-October. Yep, on the Jewish calendar. And if you look at 5785, five is hey. It's the Hebrew letter hey, which is behold, an announcement. It also means grace, right? Seven is zayin. It means sword, right? It can mean crown, but it means sword a lot. And eight is chet. It means life. Then you have the five again, right? So this year is flanked by grace because God has given us a window of grace, right?
Amen.
And
Amen.
Either we have a choice. This is another valley of decision for us. Why? Because in the middle of the two graces, you have a sword and you have life. Hmm. What are we going to choose? Are we going to choose life or are we going to choose the sword? You see, is the sword going to devour or are we going to choose life? By continuing to stay submitted to Almighty God walking through this. Because just because Trump won the election doesn't mean everything's going to be great. We have to walk this out as the church and the nation right now, right? With him. You know, the reason why David had Gad and Nathan as guardrails on him is because, you know, David could go sideways real fast.
Yeah.
If he didn't have that there. And so we, as the church, have to be the watchmen and women right now, right? We have to walk in obedience to the Lord. We have to be in the word. We have to stay in that place of submission, walking through this, because the enemy right now wants to destroy the unity and he wants to steal the abundant life that God wants to give you this year because it's flanked by grace. He is giving us a double window of grace in this year, in order to get right with him, to do what he's calling us to do, you know, to do the assignments we've been called and to walk them out. He's giving that to us. And either the sword or life is going to prevail.
Just as an interesting side note here, you said that the seven could be a sword or it could also be the crown.
Crown, yep. And crown of life, yep.
So there's grace, but then the crown of life. Which is symbolic of the gift of God that represents eternal life and the promise of those who persevere through trials and tests. Mm-hmm. So there's layers of what you just said there. My goodness.
Praise the Lord. There is. So it's an important year for the church.
Yeah.
You know, and we can't have complete disorder and disarray in the church because we will squander this opportunity.
Yeah.
That God has given us.
Talking about squandering an opportunity, you made mention of earlier, before we started getting into what God is saying for 2025, you had mentioned about the first 3 months with Trump's cabinet. I know that has a connection to unity, though, as well. Mm-hmm. What is God saying about that?
You know, it's interesting. And this is how I'm going to be very careful how I put this.
But, I appreciate that, yeah.
Okay. When there are some people in that cabinet that are called of God that don't even know they're called yet. Okay. That God has put there. There are others that are intellectuals, right? Intellectualism at times can be an enemy of God. It can be a friend or it can be an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Because intellectuals love to over-intellectualize God.
Very true.
Can't wrap their heads around faith. They can't wrap their heads about walking it out with the Lord in faith and submission and surrender, okay, which they have a hard time with. And so the problem is you get too many intellectuals in the room. Intellectuals do not have the answers for problems at their root that are moral and spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And they will actually make that problem worse by applying intellectual answers and strategies to something at its root that is a moral and spiritual problem where you are dealing with ancient spirits that can wipe the floor politically with you and intellectually with you, right? Yeah. That, you have to fight it on the front legally where we have the strength, which is the spiritual front, right? Through Christ Jesus. And so the problem is with what, with some of the things that are coming here in this year, too many intellectuals in the room are actually going to gaslight that issue. Instead of having some of them in the room that are called by God, they certainly are. They don't know it yet. They're going to find out. This is going to be a road to Damascus year for some in the Trump cabinet. You know why? Because Damascus just fell. And that's another thing to keep an eye on, because Damascus falling right after this election triggered in the realm of the spirit an enormous changing of the guard that went out into the earth, because this was a biblical election. And Damascus fell after 13 years. So there are those in the Trump cabinet that are going to meet their road to Damascus this year. And for good reason, because they're Sauls that need to become Pauls.
Amen.
They're called by God. They're instruments of God. They don't know it yet. And there are others that have been planted there, and the enemy has gotten in because they look good on paper. But they are broken people that have darkness in them. And who they serve and what they serve is going to be a voice of opposition to things that the Lord is going to want President Trump to do.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Goodness.
I'm trying to say this in a way that, you know, to make sense, and it doesn't sound horrible, but the Lord's trying to protect President Trump here.
Right.
And in order to do it, he's going to have to sift some of these people out and put some people in there that actually have spiritual foresight and insight, and can see beyond the numbers and the physical situation. You see what I'm saying?
Very true. All right. So we talked about politically. What are some of the other things that God is saying about the year 2025?
Being that the prison doors opening to Joseph, right, was 2024. And you and I were talking about this. We saw the enemy tried to reverse that by what he just did, right? Through
Joseph Biden opening the prison doors for people that were on death row that should have been. Yeah.
Because the enemy likes to counterfeit, right? So because prison doors were opened in another way in 5784, right? The enemy tries to counterfeit it to what? Goes back to steal, kill, and destroy. You see his theme between abundant life and those prison doors opening? Okay, the enemy's got a theme going here right now. And so this year, I believe, is going to be an earmark year for those in the body of Christ, meaning what the Lord has called them to do, what they have been walking out with their training with the Lord, what they have been doing with the Lord, they are about to come into the fullness of why they were raised up.
Amen.
And I do believe this year too, I mean, we're seeing it now, but there is a changing of the guard that is happening in the church. Some of it is by God's doing, some of it is by man's doing, and God is going to separate that very clearly for everyone. That is going to be a clear separation there. But judgment begins in the house of God. And if we expect God to judge our enemies, our nation's enemies, well, if judgment begins in the house of God first, then God has to come in and clean house and purge and bring back into order, right? What has gone into chaos. So I believe this is going to be a very upcoming sobering year of the church, of the Lord calling things into order, so the church can do what it is called to do this year, you know, because we have been given a window to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ in this nation, right? And a commuted sentence, right, of persecution in a way, right, where we can proclaim it more probably, even though there will be voices of opposition. We can proclaim it. We can speak it. We can speak it on the airwaves. We have an opportunity for a mission field in this nation, right, and in other nations that God has given us. And if the church is too busy nitpicking, we're going to miss the opportunity. This is our opportunity. This is the year for the church to get right, to get clean. God is going to call his house into order. He's going to do it in very unexpected ways. And the church this year is meant truly to really proclaim. I mean, Bible sales are up more than they ever have been.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason for that. People are hungry. God has given us the window of grace because there is a hunger for people to know the Lord. And we as the church are supposed to be the standard and the example.
Amen.
For the world. We're not supposed to look more chaotic than the world.
Yeah.
Even though no one's perfect, you know, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. We're not supposed to look more chaotic than the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because the world needs to come to the place for the sick, which is the church. Church is supposed to be a place for the sick, right? To come and get healed and get well and get spiritually well. And God is calling this into order.
Amen.
So we can do that.
Amen. Well, Amanda, there's one thing in 2025 that I know that I'm looking forward to, and that is the release of your book. And I know that's this isn't a prophetic word for 2025, but we can take advantage of prophetic words that God is releasing in 2025 through this book. Can you tell us a little bit about this book? I don't want to miss this opportunity to talk about that because it's exciting.
You know, I give all glory to God. This book came forth. There was so much warfare. The enemy did not want this book written. And it all came because a pastor friend of mine in Texas had a dream. And the Lord had said in the dream, why will man not do what I tell them to do? So now I'm going to a woman. And I want Amanda to write a book called The Revelationary War. Now, this is the pastor that saw a year and a half prior the mantle of Kim Clement going on me before it ever did. Hmm. And before I even knew Donna, right? So he's pretty prophetic, right?
Yeah.
In some areas.
And he's got a good track record in developing a stronger one. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. And so I took that and I prayed about it and the Lord confirmed it to me. And that Donna was to write a couple chapters, right? She was helped write the book because of her dad, Kim Clement. And this book was written. And this book not only goes over decades and decades of time, right, of what has gone on in this nation, but there are multiple chapters prophetically about the shepherds versus the showmen. Literally what we're seeing play out now. I wrote this book months ago. And literally what we see play out, the shepherds versus the showmen, is actually coming, to pass. And so there are multiple chapters in that book about that, about what is prophecy, what is truth, right? Biblical examples of it, and then tying it to what we have seen over decades in this nation. I mean, I even go back to the Revolutionary War at one point for reference. And so, you know, I give all glory to God that this book was written. It's an incredibly prophetic book for the time we are in, because literally we fought a revolutionary war and now we're fighting a revelationary war. And the first shot of it was fired at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Mm. That was the first shot the enemy fired of that war. And since then it has raged through the generations. And we have seen it pick up in the decades, in the past, you know, couple of decades at least. We have seen this revolutionary war pick up to a almost feverish pitch in what we have seen happen. And it talks about the election in there too. So there's prophetic insight also as well about that. And I Charisma has been so wonderful with me through the process because it was my first book. I didn't know what to expect. And Charisma, you know, really it was the Lord's timing because this book was in me. It was already in me. I just didn't know it, you know? So when they say you've got 2 months to write the book, I'm like, okay. 2 months, Amanda, you can do it. And
it's the appointed time for that. Yeah.
I handed it in. Praise God. I wrote that book. That book came flooding out of me.
Hmm.
And I give God all the glory for it, truly. And it's just a blessing that Charisma, you know, wanted me to write a book and that this book came forth from it. And I pray it's only a blessing to the church and to the body of Christ, but that people that don't know the Lord are going to be compelled to buy this book. And they're going to come into a relationship with him through Jesus Christ, through reading this book.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to ask you to pray in just a moment, but I want to let everybody know that you can click the links in this video to get Amanda's book, to pre-order that. And if you want to see some of the other videos that Amanda and I have done, there'll be links for that as well. But subscribe to this YouTube channel so that you can see all the prophetic breaking news that we report on, as well as how God is moving around the world. Subscribe to Charisma Media, and you'll see God do amazing things in your life and grow in that area. And get Amanda's book for sure. Amanda, would you pray for us in this coming year of 2025?
Oh, absolutely. I would be honored. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. Father, we praise you for another year. We praise you for another day, Lord. Tomorrow is not promised, and we just praise you for your grace and your mercy that you have given us, Father God, for another year, Father God, for another day. And Father, as we enter 2025, Father, Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, that you would strengthen us and equip us and sharpen every spiritual gift we have, Father God, that we may be ready and prepared, Father, as the church, as your children, Father God, for battle, according to Ephesians chapter 6. Father, I ask you to put your whole and complete armor on us, Father God, this day, Lord. Father, that you equip us with every good and perfect gift that comes from above. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, we put on the whole armor of God and we stand. And Father, as we enter 2025, Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you would order our steps, for the steps of the righteous are indeed ordered of the Lord, Father God, that you would bring situations of chaos into order, Father God. Lord, that the devourer would be rebuked, Father God, that every assignment the enemy has of harm, destruction, premature death, Father God, to cause division, to cause strife, Father God, that the wolves may come in and attempt to ravage. Father, we apply the blood of Jesus. We rebuke those assignments in the name of Jesus Christ. We command them dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, no, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans, Father, and it bound up, Father God, and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas you have designated for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, thank you that assignments for the generations are being broken going into 2025, that generational assignments, Father God, of harm that have come due, Father, that are going to be broken and nullified in your courts in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God, that this is going to be the year where people choose to be delivered and set free, Father God, from the chains, from the bondage, from the generational bondage, Father God, that they may fully come in to what you have called them to do, Father. Thank you. This is an earmark year for the church, Father God. This is a year for the church not only to proclaim the name of your son, Jesus Christ, openly, loudly, boldly, and be salt and light, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that this is a year that is earmarked for those in your children in the body of Christ to come into, Father God, their full purpose and what you have called them to do, Father. Lord, this could either be a year of life, Father God, right? A crown of life, or a year of the sword that devours life, Father God. Lord, help us to choose the crown of life, Father. We know Jesus Christ said he didn't come to bring peace, but a sword, and it was to divide the truth from the lie, the wheat from the tear, the darkness from the light. And Father God, let that be the dividing line this year, Father God, that plumb line is fully dropped, Father God, and that even the most craftiest of concoctions that the enemy, Father God, has put out there, Father God, are uncloaked, are exposed, are uncovered, are laid bare, Father God, that the assignments, Lord, Father God, to create a multi-point attack in multi-cities going into 2025, Father God, that is supposed to go off simultaneously, will malfunction in the name of Jesus Christ, be dismantled, destroyed, and exposed, Father God, before the fullness of that destruction, Father, can come. Father, we thank you, Lord, for a hedge of protection, Lord. around President Trump, Father God, and around those you have assigned there, Lord. We thank you for that hedge of protection right now, Father God. We ask, Father God, that surrender, Father God, be part of this year. That 2025 would be a year of surrender, Father God, when it comes to the government, when it comes to the church, Father God, submitting and surrendering to you, being fully yoked by you, going forth, Father God, in all the fullness of the power and authority you have given us under heaven through Christ Jesus, Father God, and finishing these assignments, Father God, assignments that have been dangling and in limbo for years. We thank you. Those assignments, Father God, are going to be brought to their completion in 2025, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that 2025 as well, we just pray that this is a year of a bumper crop, that no matter what the enemy tries to steal, no matter what wolves try to ravage, no matter what they try to curse, you cannot curse what God has blessed, Father God. And that the more the enemy attempts to curse, he attempts to use weak, willing vessels to curse, that the more the people of God will prosper as a sign to the nation, Father God, that you are ever present, you are with us, you will never leave us or forsake us, Father God, no matter what the temptation is to attempt to curse the people of God, Father, that we will not only be protected in the name of Jesus Christ, but we will be blessed, we will prosper, there will be a bumper crop, Father God, for those that have run the race for years and have pushed through and have run it in faith and obedience to you, Father. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that even though the enemy attempts to cause storms and chaos, Father God, that, Lord, you are our shelter from the storm. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it, and they are safe, Father God. And we just, Father, praise you, Lord, that your hand is on this nation, Lord. We praise you. You have given us a window of grace. This is a time of double grace that you have given us, Father. You have flanked this year by grace. You have mercifully given us a window, Father. Help us not to squander it this year, Father, but help us to complete the fullness, Lord, of what you want done, Father, in this next year. We praise you. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you bless John and his family, Father God. We just ask you continue to increase him, Father God. You continue to just favor him, Lord. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you have put him in the position he's in, Father. And we thank you for increased territory, Father God, in this year, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amanda Grace, thank you so much for sharing with us what God is speaking to you about the year 2025. And thank you for encouraging us that God has good things surrounded by grace. So even though there's that sword and life, we have the opportunity to choose, but we're in a valley of grace. Amanda, yes. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you.